This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purbo Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jalebi Mart in Jagatdol today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold 2 roadshows in Behala and Chandannagar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee also has multiple programs scheduled for the day. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukanto Setu in Jadavpur. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhavanipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. Mr. Modi will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim statehood and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees during his visit. Upon his arrival, the Prime Minister will take part in a roadshow from Biralu Dwar to MG Marg this afternoon. Later, he will interact with the BJP workers. The total number of members of Parliament of BJP in Rajya Sabha has increased to 113. In a social media post, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that the chairman of the upper house, C.P. Radhakrishnan, has approved the merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party turncoat MPs. The MPs include Raghav Chaddha, Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal, Sandeep Pathak, Swati Maliwal and Harbhajan Singh. After the merger, the number of Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the upper house has reduced to 3. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at 11 premises across Punjab, including Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Patiala, Nabha and Jalandhar, in the case against former DIG of Punjab Police Harcharan Singh Bhullar. These searches are being conducted under Section 17 of PMLA. ED said the action arises from predicate offences registered by the CBI and the ACB Chandigarh relating to allegations of demand of illegal gratification through a middleman for settlement of a criminal case. The Enforcement Department informed that the searches aim to trace further proceeds of crime, identify undisclosed assets and gather evidence related to money laundering. In Bangladesh, at least 14 people were killed and several others injured after lightning strikes hit 7 districts during Kalboishakhi or Norwester thunderstorms. The storms arrived following more than a week of intense heat wave conditions across parts of the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast scorching heat conditions to continue over parts of northwestern central India for the next 3 days and abate thereafter. According to IMD, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Vidarbh will experience heat wave conditions till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted hot and humid weather conditions in isolated pockets over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu today. It also said Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Chhattisgarh and West Madhya Pradesh are likely to experience warm night conditions today. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the ISSF Junior World Cup 2026 standings in Cairo with 16 medals, including 5 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze, with 2 of these coming on the final day. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.4% higher in forenoon trade today. The Sensex rose 296 points to 76,960, while the Nifty added 96 points to 23,994 when reports last came in. Buying was observed across most sectors, with utilities, power and media leading the chart. And with that, we end this news bulletin.